Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
The reason why I said so is, as we've talked about, the NBA draft tonight at 8 p.m., we do have a two-night NBA draft because we got to milk the second round tomorrow, which everybody's thinking about. This is weird, right, having the NBA draft on a Wednesday night?
I don't love it, but also it's... I mean, it doesn't really matter if you do it Wednesday or Thursday, but then if you have Wednesday and Thursday, I don't even think the NBA draft is beating baseball on an open Friday night. So, like, why not take Wednesday and Thursday and make it your own?
Give
us something during the week.
No, I hate it.
I'm not against things during the week, and it's not a prime time enough event for me for Friday or Saturday night.
I need it on Thursday. That's just where I'm accustomed to.
Because the NFL draft is always on Thursday as well.
Because this is when the NBA draft is mostly.
No, I mean, like, but like you're used to drafts being on Thursday is
yes.
The point.
Yeah, and it just, and by the way, it flows into the back half of the week there. So yeah. Yeah.
I'll take Wednesday and Thursday over them moving it to be Thursday and Friday, because I would catch none of it if it happened on Friday night.
I'll just take, well, it's the second round. You're not going to catch any of that anyways.
I'll probably still put it on in the background of the TV. It'll be TV number two. We'll put baseball on the first TV, and we'll put the NBA draft in the second TV.
I feel like we need a third TV for this one for day two, right?
I need a third TV?
I think so. Now, there is a point where I think the second or third, if they ever expand the draft, and teams ever are able to have more like developmental spots in Canton, I think there is a way to kind of make the second day more interesting. It's just not the way they're doing it right now. Hate it. Give me back my Thursday, please.
Omaha! All right, let's stay with the draft for a second. Coach Calipari's got an historic streak on the line tonight, okay? For 16 straight years, Coach Cal has seen one of his former players go in the opening round, dating back to Derrick Rose, obviously, with Memphis in 2008. 16 straight years. One of the chances he has today is Arkansas product Adu Thero. Probably the only Razorback they're going to hear his name on Wednesday evening. Is this impressive that Coach Cal has continued the streak, potentially?
Yeah, I think so. I think it speaks to how he's had the success that he's had. I think this makes a lot of sense that this would be the year that stops. But yeah, I mean, I think like if we give specific schools credit in the NFL, Ohio State, here's how many first rounders, here's how many people have played more than three seasons. If we're going to do that for Ohio State, Alabama, in college football, I think everything else in college basketball belongs to the coach.
I think his lasting legacy, Calipari, is going to be, when we talk about him 20, 25 years from now, is he was the king of, I want to get you to the NBA.
Yeah.
And I'm focused on getting you to the NBA and getting you the best draft slot you can possibly get to make you the most money in the NBA. And even though I never know how truly authentic that was, that he claimed he would put their best interest over his own when it came to the NBA versus what they would do on the college court. When he walked the walk and talked the talk better than anybody we saw in the sport of college basketball in the previous 20 years.
Actually, listen, by the way, to your authenticity point, yeah, I tend to think anytime anyone in a position of power says, I'm going to do something for you, that really it's not about me. I tend to think there's a little bit of nonsense in that.
Omaha!
The Thunder championship ceremonies yesterday, and wing Aaron Wiggins made sure to speak love on the Thunder who came before.
We gotta show love to the greats and the legends who wore Oklahoma City across their chest.
No, you
and
don't.
Set the foundation before us so that we can celebrate today. Oh, Nick Collison! Where's Nick Collison at? Where's Nick at? Come on, Nick! Come on, Nick! Yeah, Nick!
So,
it was a great clip.
Not Kevin Durant.
I thought it was going to be Durant. I thought he was going to do a Westbrook, a Harden thing.
Not James Harden.
That's what I thought he was going to do. It's a million times funnier.
Not Paul George, even for the year he was there.
Did he shout out anyone but Nick Collison after
Steven
that?
Not Steven Adams.
No, not Steven Adams. He got Serge Ibaka, by the way, who also could be.
Please.
No. He just got stopped by Nick Collison and never made it past that. All right, so more overrated by their respective fans and franchises, Nick Collison or Udonis Haslam?
Was Nick Collison there? Is that why he was pointing him out?
Yeah, he actually still works for the organization.
Well, that's why he was doing it. Yeah, come on. What's the look for?
Because he's not a great.
But Nick is there. He's trying to acknowledge him while he's there. I think he was going to go down a whole list of players, and then he got caught up with Nick Collison. But he wanted to be like, Nick, you work in the organization. I'm going to shout you out first.
You didn't hear the seven?
Come on, Nick! I think once it came out of his mouth the first time, I think then he was like, I got to sell this a little bit harder. And then he got wrapped up in selling Nick Collison, and then his time was done. He got the Oscars music, and they played him off.
By the way, Nick Collison is more overrated to their fans than you. Udonis, because Nick Collison's number is retired, the only player in Thunder history to have that. That is honestly the dumbest thing in sports.
Udonis getting a statue, though. That's pretty high up there.
Yeah, but we see what they do with statues in Miami. It's going to end up insulting.
No question.
So that offsets it. I get a statue. Oh, that's the statue.
Maybe, you know, they keep winning titles. Maybe Collison does get a statue one day.
Which, honestly, is kind of what he was when he played.
Oh, stop it.
Omaha!
It's just a paint. Like, it's just the paint part of a court, and Nick just goes out there, and he's a real-life statue. Oh, do I get 3 minutes? Or do I get a 3 second? Got to move over here. Oh, no, I'm over here. Now I'm over here.
Steve Spurrier was on the another duly noted podcast and talked about his lack of belief in Arch Manning.
Most people are picking Texas to win the SEC football.
They've got Arch Manning already winning the Heisman, too.
Yep.
And my question is, if he was this good, how come they let Quinn Ewers play all the time last year? And he was a seventh-round pick.
Yes.
You only have to ask the coach, Sark. Yeah. You know, how come you played that one instead of this one? Hopefully, he'll say, because we thought he was better than that one.
Got a lot of Lou Holtz in him at this point, doesn't he?
Ewers.
I know. When he said it, I said, this is how people end up saying Shador's name wrong, by the way. It's moments like that.
Well, and he sinks his own argument by mispronouncing the name of the quarterback.
I don't think he thinks he does.
So I understand what he's saying, and normally it's not a bad point, except...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Arch went to Texas. No, it was a, it was never a debate. Like, it was settled. Like, there's nothing you can do to take this job from Quinn Ewers. And so I think if we went to the generality of what he's saying, it makes sense. But the specific of it, it was a preordained deal.
Like, that the Mannings had signed up for, and part of me wonders if the Mannings wanted it this way.
Yes.
Because they wanted Arch to get used to college life and everything associated with it and grow a little bit more and then get a chance to actually play in what is turning out to be this season.
And Ewers. Omaha! Rumors have tied Kevin Love to the L.A. Lakers ahead of NBA free agency. Now, I do think he's got a player option, or the team has an option on him for like $4 million. But I think the expectation is he hits free agency. Do we like the idea of LeBron and Kevin Love reuniting in Lakerland?
Doesn't bother me at all. Right now, Kevin Love is more about his Instagram profile and the jokes he makes there than he is doing anything on the basketball
court.
He's
doing a great job.
He's funny. And so, like, if he wants to be basically the second or last man on the bench.
The James Jones.
Yeah, then fine. It's what Tristan is right now to this Cavs team. Like, if he wants to do that and hang out with LeBron in La La Land. If that's what he wants, I'm happy for him.
Here's the thing. The vet min in the NBA is like $3.1 million if you're 10 years or more into the NBA. He'll probably get $4 or $5 million to go wherever he is. Go. Make your money. Because here's the thing. We proved this with Vince Carter. None of this is going to hurt your legacy. You're a Hall of Famer. You're an NBA champion. And honestly, what I like about it for Kevin is he's a West Coast kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like, you know, he went to UCLA. There's a part of me that's like, even without the LeBron stuff, I'd just be excited for Kevin. Because I think, like, certain people go through things, or certain people, especially, you know, he just lost his pops. Like, there's something about it. It's like, you know what, man, go make some money. Be the 15th guy on a bench. And let's see if we can get you one more ring, because that'd be a cool story.
Do we want to see Kevin Love eventually be broadcaster Kevin Love?
I don't know he's got the personality for it. I don't think he's even got, when I say personality, I mean, it's like Ben Affleck is funny in person, and then you put Ben Affleck in a comedy and it's the worst thing you've ever seen. That's what Kevin Love is to me.
He is funny,
but
not funny enough, maybe.
I think it's that plus analysis in real time. I just don't see him. I don't see him doing it.
It's not something I think I've ever heard him voice or say that he was. But in thinking about him getting to the end of it, I don't know. I just always wonder. I'm like, would he have a podcast? Would he do something like that instead?
He better do it, because I'll tell you right now, Amazon will throw any money.
I mean, he's the type of thing that you don't even have to be good at it. You just kind of you throw it out there. You make as many episodes as they'll let you, and somebody will throw him the bag.
I mean, Kendrick Perkins. He doesn't even have to be good at it. He's just there. He's just available. Also, J.J. Redick wrote it to a head coaching job.
See?
Omaha!
NCAA is close to decision on tournament expansion. It would be for this season, by the way. The tournament for the men's basketball tournament, it would be no more than 76 teams is what they're trying to decide. They're getting this very close. For months, they've talked about this expansion. Would you be in favor if we move from 68 to 76
for
the men's basketball tournament?
No, nobody's asking for this. I don't even know TV partners are asking for this.
That's the hang up right now, is I guess the TV partners and getting on board and everyone on the same page has been a real struggle.
Like, I really don't. It's just stupid. I'm sorry to use that word too many times in one segment. This is just a dumb idea. And I think they're just jealous of college football being able to expand the playoffs anytime they want on a whim and make more money. I don't see how this makes the tournament any better.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It just gives you more games is all.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't need any more games.
But
people still watch those things. Like, I told you forever, I don't like the round of 62 and 30, or 64 and 32 the same way that everyone else does. But people watch Long Beach State for a reason. Like, they just want, action. They want games.
I think the problem is you're going to start hurting to me, 64 and 32 is the best round. And I put up with the play-in games. We're going to have twice the play-in games with this, maybe three times. Now that I'm trying to do the math, that's just not good.
Which means also more nights of us getting whatever commercial they decide to ram down our throats that season.
They've also just
killed. There's always one commercial they always end up doing that just they give us just over and over and over again. I'm looking at you, Capital One.
They've also killed Bubble Watch. Like, if you're seriously like, man, we were the 69th best team in the country, it's like, nobody gives a rip.
You don't even have to be a 500 team anymore.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. Are you one of the three people asking for this that isn't an NCAA bigwig? I'm no Stephen Vogt critic, but this was the wrong excuse. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.